From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Tuesday his planned summit with North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un might not take place next month. He spoke to reporters at the White House.
Well, we're moving along and we'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting. And frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea and a great meeting for the world. If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time. But we will see.
Trump said of Kim, "I think he's absolutely serious about the planned talks." The president spoke with reporters in the Oval Office for about 35 minutes, standing alongside South Korean President Moon Jae-in. North Korea has said it might call off the meeting because of a demand by the United States for unilateral denuclearization. But Trump said if Kim agrees to that, "I will guarantee his safety and his country will be rich." President Trump said Tuesday there is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant Chinese telecommunications company ZTE. He did say, however, that a settlement might come out of the ongoing trade talks between representatives of the world's two biggest economies. Now, briefly, a man suspected of trading wild bursts of gunfire with officers during a long standoff in the Florida Panhandle was found dead Tuesday in a gasoline-soaked apartment after an armored vehicle approached. And China says it will reduce auto import duties effective July 1st, following pledges to buy more American goods. This is VOA News.